What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, November 19th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock, and the only place where you could help push me over 20,000 followers. Yeah, we're knocking on the door. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Make sure you use the promo code AWESOMO when you sign up. Get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Drew Holiday, Scotty Barnes, Miles Bridges, Franz Wagner, and DeAndre Ayton on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. Right back to the well, number five, Patty Mills. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, still just 3,800, projected for 25. The goal's 31. He's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. I've got Mills in for 34 minutes. He's a 0.73 fantasy point per minute guy. 13 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, a steal. None of that looks great. It's a good matchup against Orlando from the terms of Orlando isn't very good. Pace neutral in this one. If you need a pay down option today, there are worse options than going to someone like Patty Mills, who should play a ton. Worked out pretty well yesterday, going right back to the well today. Number four, Fred VanVleet, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 8,100, projected for 44. The goal is 49.5. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I got him in for 39 minutes. We know it's not crazy for Fred VanVleet to play a ton, 1.14 fantasy points per minute, no OG Anunoby, so a little bit more usage to go around, although might just be offset by Pascal Siakam being back. Didn't seem to work yesterday. 20.5 points, 7 assists, 6.5 boards, 2.5 stocks. Pace up spot against Sacramento, and Sacramento's defense isn't all that great, but they gained 2.5 possessions over their average. Given the amount of minutes that Fred VanVleet plays, I am happy to go to him at 8,100. At number three, I'm taking a look at Josh Hart. Small forward, power forward eligible, 5,400, projected for 31. The goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. He's playing monstrous minutes as of late, and that's even with Brandon Ingram back. 34 minutes. I think that if I was going to do anything to his minutes, it could go to 35 or 36. Right around 0.9 fantasy points per minute, 16% usage, 12 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 3 assists, maybe a steal. Pace up spot as well against the Clippers. Clippers are pretty dinged up too. They got a lot of bodies out. I just really like the minutes that Josh Hart is playing. You get the multi-position eligibility and a mid-tier price that works whether you're going balanced or stars and scrubs. At number two, we're looking at the number one pick in the draft, Cade Cunningham, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,400, projected for 37. The goal is 42. He's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. Got him in for 34 minutes. Those are pretty firm at this point. He's just out there a lot. 1.1 fantasy points per minute is my expectation at his current usage rate. These shots are going to start falling more and more frequently. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 4.5 assists, almost 2 stocks, and a pace up spot against the Golden State Warriors. They gained 2 possessions over their average. He's just still underpriced for what his role is for this team. I'm going to continue to go to Cade Cunningham until they fix it. Now, before we hit on that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman, and then please let me know in that comment section, who do you have your eye on DraftKings today? People that I have in my top 10, do you like them? Do you not like them? Are you looking for someone in this list that you do not see? I want to know it in the comment section. And finally, one last time, go check out No House Advantage and use that promo code AWESOMO. Number one today on both sites, that would be Jalen Brunson, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,700, projected for almost 40 fantasy points. The goal is 43.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. Just a completely different player with no Luka Doncic on the floor. 35 minutes, 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 24% usage, 18, almost 9 assists, almost 6 rebounds. You get a stock, pace up spot against Phoenix, but really, Jalen Brunson's a completely different player with no Luka, but he's still priced like he's basically the same guy. He could be another $1,000 and still would be a solid option for today. At $6,700, given his role in this offense, he is very clear. Well, maybe not very clearly because Cade Cunningham looks good, but he is my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, November 19th. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Win some money today or tomorrow or Sunday. I will be back again Monday morning for another edition of The Contenders.